Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. From the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, God's Word teaches us, "You know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed, but with the precious blood of Christ." There are some things money can't buy. For everything else, there is MasterCard. That popular ad of some years ago suggested that the credit card would help us get the things that make life better, things money can buy. When one stops to think about it, though, there are quite a few things money can't buy. While it can buy exotic and luxurious vacations, it can't really make my marriage better or improve my relationship with my kids. It can pay for surgeries and medicines, but there are some illnesses that surgery and medicine can't heal. It can make me very popular, but it can't buy me true friendship. Money also can't buy a clear conscience and provide peace with God. It cannot purchase the certainty of life in heaven after I die. No, all the riches in the world can't buy me 1 ounce of freedom from a guilty conscience or from the fear of dying. For these crucial things that money can't buy, there is Jesus. His blood was the full payment for our freedom from guilt, fear, and death. The Bible teaches, "You know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed, but with the precious blood of Christ." Imagine you are about to be executed, deservedly so, for crimes you have committed. Imagine being locked in a prison cell, waiting for the end. Then your brother walks into that prison and takes your place. He dies, and you go free because your sentence is carried out on your innocent brother. He purchased, redeemed, your life with his. Come back to reality. All people are sinners and deserved to die eternally. But Jesus, the perfect Son of God, came from heaven to take our place. He bore the punishment our sins had earned, so that we could be free from the prison of eternal death. When the debt of our sin was far beyond our ability to pay, in love he paid that debt with his own blood at Calvary's cross. Money's great, but there are some things money can't buy, such as a relationship with God. This is a free gift of God's love, paid for with the precious blood of Jesus. "Joy, hope, and comfort is mine, Savior Jesus, knowing that my sins are forgiven and my relationship with God is restored by the blood that you shed on the cross. Keep the pleasures and treasures of this life from replacing my reliance on your great work of redemption. Amen." Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.